Hey friends! Welcome to the BJ Experience with Boo Boo
and JoJo. Mwah. Shall be talking about boundaries and relationships.
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Start us off.
Okay, so here. Let me start easy. So the first one I'm just basically gonna talk about boundaries. One boundary I'd want to have in a relationship is emotional boundaries, in that I would want my partner to be able to respect my emotions. You see, there's this thing where I might think someone is overreacting, like, how are you finding that a big deal? Like, don't belittle my emotions just because they don't appear big to you. But if it hurts me, you shouldn't belittle it. Like, I would expect just my partner to validate my feelings and, you know, like, be present in that state.
That's interesting, because I feel like as much as I have, I'm very emotional as well.
Yeah.
I also don't know when I'm fucked up. Like, when, for me, it'll just be like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Then you'll be tripping. So
yeah.
On that note, I'd introduce mine, which is communication.
Yeah.
So let me know, like, you need to clearly stipulate.
Yeah.
This actually upsets me. Or
yeah.
What you've said here has upset
me. It's upsetting,
me. Because
yeah.
If you don't do that, I'll have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
So communicate with me. All the way from
yeah.
the beginning, from the get-go, when
yeah.
when you're dating me, when
mm-hmm.
we're in a relationship, when we're thinking about more, just keep that
in mind. Yeah.
And also when it comes to things like on the phone and texting,
yeah.
like you also need to be consistent and constant in that.
Yeah.
I'm not saying talk to me every day or every hour, but let
yeah.
me know at least you're there. Let me feel your presence.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when you happen to leave the country or go out, keep also that. Let me know, because I'd do the same.
Yes.
Or even though I'm not like, I'm not physically like telling you whatever, I'll tell you, okay, this is where I'm at this period. So in case you do not get me, this is where I'm at. This is where you can find me. All those things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So communication for me is also like very key.
Would communication be a deal breaker for you?
Yes.
Oh, like you'd end things because of bad communication.
Yo, that for me is that's
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, give a boundary.
Mine was communication.
Ah, okay. Mm. So my other one would be social media boundaries. So if you're
okay.
my boyfriend, I don't expect, by the way, I don't like dating men. I don't know if it's double standards. I don't like dating men who are active on social media, because I'm already active in that space.
Yeah.
My preference would be someone who is not even in that space at all, because you see, sometimes you do things, you know, just for banter.
Yeah.
You know, we go there, we say men are trash, in the evening we are cuddling our men.
Yeah.
You know, like I don't want to go on social media and see my man's likes on other babes' photos. Or even on controversial topics, you see, like Nairobi Gossip or things like that. Or I find your comments somewhere. I don't want that. Please. Like, I know. And especially, actually, the main point was, let me not find you, you know, in my friend's comments or my friend's likes. Like, it will make me feel some type of way. Even my family. But it depends. When we get to... there's a certain point we might get in our relationship and, you know, we are that close.
Mm.
That's fine if I find you in my cousins or my sisters.
Mm.
But when we're just starting out and I've not even introduced you to them, please, no. Don't even follow my friends. Why are you following my friends?
Like, why are you there?
Yes.
It's an absolute ghetto.
Why are you talking to my friends?
You don't even know them.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like, I totally get that.
Yeah.
And I'm also, I feel you on the, I don't want it to go. I don't want it to go. I feel you on the being low key.
Yes.
Because I wouldn't say on social media, I'm not as like out there, but in real life, I am.
Yes.
So I wouldn't want someone who's just, man, as in I'd be finding you everywhere I'm going. And like I'd like to have my own space as well.
Yeah.
So like when you're as out there as mm-hmm. I am, and I'm sure even when it comes to social media, I'll get there as well.
Yeah.
And you're there. It's mm-hmm. just like, man, like we're just, there's no boundary.
Just there.
It's just.
But this doesn't discredit men who are out there, and that's
yes.
how they're making their
yes.
money. That's,
yes.
That doesn't discredit that. But
yeah.
for us, no, please.
Because I'd also pick. Like, I think my second boundary also would be interactions with friends and family.
Yes.
And mine is not necessarily, like, just social media. It's every damn thing, babe.
Yeah.
Like, every damn thing.
Yeah, even in life.
Even in life.
Yes.
Because I'm like, why?
Yes.
You don't even know this person.
Yeah.
It makes sense maybe if you had the relationship prior
yeah.
to you being with me. I'd be like, oh, you know my cousin, you guys, whatever. Or,
yeah.
oh, you know my friend. That makes sense.
Yes.
But I've introduced you
yes.
to them.
Yeah.
And not introduced as in be friends is,
mm.
by the way, this is my cousin. End it there.
Exactly.
And like you said, it would make sense. I mean, if we've been dating for years.
Yeah.
And not a year, years.
Years.
Or we're about to get married. That makes
but
sense.
But either way, even at that, you need to ask me.
Exactly.
If you want to call my cousin, you need to tell me, hey, babe, I wanted to call so and so.
Yeah.
Hey, I wanted to ask your friend, but how am I finding out? So, gee, in their DMs, you're talking to one of my friends, and like, hey, no.
You must be dizzy.
No.
Because I'm just like, you need to, they're my people.
Yeah.
So that's, like, it's my boundary. Like, these are
yes.
my people.
Yes, and I think I'm big on that because me, I'm also very respectful about people's families and friends. Like, you will never
yeah.
find me.
Because I know even, like, some of the people who I know are in relationships as well, I know they're men.
Yes.
There's absolutely no way. And if I do, even though it's a high,
yes.
I'll immediately go like, oh, by the way, I've seen this,
yeah.
So just know that I've seen. Or, by
yeah.
the way, I called this to say this, or
yes.
I'd like to call
yeah.
just to keep that
yeah.
and to respect your boundary as well.
True.
Because it gets very uncomfortable when like you're deep in my space with other people.
Good.
Who are close to me.
Me, I actually find it disrespectful.
Very.
Mm-mm.
It's like
I'm the mysterious voice behind the camera, but I have a question.
Yeah.
What if you've introduced this person? Like, this is my cousin, this is my sister, this is my brother, this is my so-and-so, your family, or this is my best
mm.
friend. And now, this person, not your significant other,
mm-hmm.
but this person now takes initiative and starts communicating with them. How would you handle that? Because
mm-hmm.
that's not the person breaking the boundary. Do you expect your significant other to now be like, no, I'm not responding?
So you should tell me. Yeah, you come and tell me first.
Then
so I leave the person on red.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why are you even open?
Yes.
Because they'll text me, what if they're asking a question?
Leave it
on
red.
So
leave
okay.
it on
red.
Yes.
Red. You tell me, then I handle that with that person.
Yeah.
T for temp, bro.
I know.
And I mean, it's also good to know what you want. Because then
yeah.
again, like... Because
family can be sneaky. If y'all think about
but
it.
But most of the time,
and your friends,
it's not your close family that is...
Yeah.
Or
even
like, for example,
yeah.
okay, you guys are cousins. I can't use that example. But like your best friend, for example, could take it into their hands. And I don't know if this is being sneaky or what, but like, let me find out the person's intentions.
That's
and then they
very
end
sneaky.
Up...
I did not ask you to find out his intentions. Even if he's a murderer, I did not give
yeah.
you that duty of finding out their intentions. That's on me. I'm the one dating them.
Yeah.
Period.
Period points.
Period. But then we'll have a huge problem.
Like when it comes even to, even like with you, even all the people... I would never be there. In
exactly.
fact, I come to find all the information about your people
from
you.
Me. Yes.
And the only time I'd actually be talking is if we're in the same vicinity.
Yes.
And if you're
there. Exactly.
So if you're not there in the same vicinity and whatever, I excuse myself. I'll be like, I don't care if you've maybe taken a walk. I'd also take a walk.
Yeah.
Because I understand. Because
yeah.
it gets very... Like, lines could get blurred.
Exactly.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
It's true. Anyway, it's a big issue. It's a big, big issue.
Yeah.
What else did I want to say? Physical boundaries. How do you feel about your partner commenting on like you've gained weight? Hey,
who?
Hey, babe, your stomach these days. I don't know. I feel like it would be an issue for me.
Do you think so? Based on?
To be honest, because by the time I'm getting, I know I've gained weight.
Why, oh, so when he's asking,
why are you telling me?
Other question. Other question, babe. On the real. What if you don't know?
How does I know? I'm one person who's very conscious of my body, so I always know.
So when you've lost weight, you also know?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I don't mind you telling me, hey, your ass nowadays is looking good. But now the other side. We might have a problem. I don't know. But I think it also depends on how you say it.
I don't think you like it at all. There's no, yeah, honest, yeah. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, I know.
Because for me, I'm just trying to think. Guys, I would say sometimes, not all, but like when I get a bit chunky, like when I'm in a relationship and I get a bit chunky, like, ay, baby, you're looking nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. The one that you say, ay, whenever I come to like to your house, you'd be like, I like when you're smaller. Then when I get smaller, you're like, no, you.
Oh.
Like you're like, okay, I like when you're lean, which I do as well.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you're in a relationship, you get a bit comfortable.
Yeah.
So like for me, like the people I've, have been like, hey, you're looking nice.
Mm.
You know, you're soft, you're thick, you know, it's looking nice.
But there's also this thing people...
So I don't think I've ever gotten the...
That other side.
Yeah.
There's also this thing people say, like your man, like he finds you like, maybe I look like this right now.
Uh-huh.
And maybe he prefers bigger women. I hate that...
Why are like the curvy girls?
Yes.
Okay.
Why are you with me? Then he's trying to get you to that. Like why? Why would... I don't want that for me. So why are you bringing your whole ideas to me? Like why are you projecting it on me? So you go date a big girl. Or maybe you want a very skinny girl. So like we go like somewhere, maybe not even your boyfriend, maybe just someone who's trying to, you know, pursue you.
Mm.
And they're like, oh, you shouldn't eat that. Oh, you shouldn't be eating that, too many calories. You shouldn't be like...
Because now that you're saying that, the reverse happened for me.
Mm.
That when I gained and now I'm like, eh. Because you know, I like to be a bit lean.
Yeah.
So they're like, eh. So I'm like, oh, I need to start going to the gym. Hi, babe, why are you going to the gym? I like you like this.
Yeah.
So it's like sort of discouraging you because you're really trying to share. Like you want to be in your comfortable space.
Yes.
So I get sort of kind of where you're coming from.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Just don't comment.
There's something that you're talking about as I go into my other boundary.
Mm.
We're talking about guys and their backstories.
Mm-hmm.
So the boundary would be personal traumas and past experiences.
Okay.
Yeah. On whether I would like it to be, like, I'd like you to tell me your shit, or
mm-hmm.
like me to, or you would like me to tell you your shit. So what I feel for me is a boundary is,
mm.
I will open up.
Mm.
I won't give you nitty gritties, but I'll open up.
Mm.
Do not use that against me.
Oh, I wrote that as well. Or, no.
Do not use it
yes.
against me.
No.
Because my vulnerability is also a boundary. Like, do not use that against me.
It's really hard. Like, I confided that, you know, with you.
Mm.
And then you come and use that. Like, for me, knowing my personality, once you do that once, I'll never share anything again
exactly.
with you. Like, that would be it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because there's a time someone told me, oh, you think that because you have daddy issues. I'm like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
It's...
No.
It's low-key a trigger on... I mean, it's just... It's wrong. It's just... It's wrong. It's a trigger. It's...
It's very wrong.
It's petty.
Exactly.
And
it's childish, actually. It's very childish.
And manipulative as well. Because I don't think... I think that's like... I don't need to go deeper in it or anything.
Yeah.
Because it's just that. Like, don't use it against me. And do not use your past traumas or your past experiences to explain shit that you're doing wrong now as well.
Oh,
don't use it as a crush.
Yeah.
You're like, nah, babe. And, like, that is also... Like, that's your shit.
Yeah, you know I'm doing this because this and this.
Yeah, like, heal. Heal. Or be like, babe, I need space to go and figure this shit out.
Yes.
Do not cross it and bring
yes,
it down to me.
Yes. That's projecting.
Yeah.
That's projecting. Yeah, that would be wrong, honestly.
Mm.
No. I also had that one because...
Where was yours? What angle were you coming from?
That one for, like, don't don't use my flaws or something that I have told you or as an insecurity maybe or a bad experience I've had that has probably damaged me in a way or another. Don't use it, like, especially if you're using it in an argument.
Exactly.
Hey, that one, like, you're trying me. You're trying me. Son of Adam. Trying me.
I am not the one.
Hey, no, don't bring that here.
I am not the fucking one.
Yeah. So another one I had, hey, I don't know if I'm very big on this, but I wrote terms of finances. I was thinking, like, I've never had a joint account with anybody, like a partner.
Okay.
So I was wondering, like, if I had a joint account or, like, if we start a project or an investment with them, this is in terms of finances. Like, I don't expect you, maybe because you, maybe you're an investor or you contributed most of the money, like, now you feel like you can make decisions on your own and maybe come tell me later after you've already made the decision. I feel like that would cross me wrongly, because if we're partners, we're partners. I need to know if you're doing something, like, I also need to be part of that decision.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then on that note, I also have something like that, but mine would be, let me just put them into, like, two questions that are the same, sort of.
Yeah.
To build or not to build, when it comes to family, finance, and assets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So whether to, and also incorporated with that, what is mine, what is yours, what is ours.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of a boundary for me, I am open to a joint account.
With a boyfriend?
Yes. I'm open to a joint account. Why? Okay. Having, you know, financial experience. There's so many, yeah, because there's so many clauses that can put me. There's so many clauses I can put in it to make sure we're both protected. Heavily, let me not lie to you, I am protected. Yeah?
I don't know why I saw that one coming.
Yeah? So heavily, I am protected. However, if at the point in time, I know I'm very, like, I'll have the double standard.
Yeah.
But if at the point in time, it's supposed to be 50-50.
Yeah.
I only have 20. Imagine you just have to do the 70. Sorry, the 80. 80. The math, the 80. Yeah? Because that could happen.
Mm.
Yeah?
So what would be the purpose of the joint account?
Growth, the assets.
So you're investing together?
Mm.
Okay.
So what my happened? Boundary would be,
what happens when you break up?
That's the thing. You separate it back. Like, there are clauses you can
so
put into...
So you go with your 20 or you...
No, because you're not getting... In the clause, it's going to have that.
How would you...
That just in case, yeah, one party has been contributing more than the other...
So you'll take 50.
It's still 50%.
Would you be okay with being the one getting... putting in the 80?
No. That's what I'm saying. It's a double standard. So, like, when you're... So, my boundary
No, but I get what she's saying. But at the same time, I would say that's a very dangerous mindset to have, because...
Some men are...
That means you're... Not even about arrogance. Especially men who are conscious about their finances and they know what they're doing. Like, we have this plan, fine. We started this project together. Our money is going together.
I'm saying,
if I've been putting in CG 2 million every year and you're telling me you're contributing 50k, the day we break up, you want to take 50%. Let me tell you, that's why I'm going to tell you, I know the clauses exist, but let me call my lawyers.
I tell you why I am saying this, also based on that, because of the laws, we'll go into that in another episode, because of the laws that are there then.
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm only able to make that, first of all, please, 50k? Really? I'm gonna have money, babe. Maybe that month, my money hasn't come back yet, because it's going to come 10 times fold next month.
Yes.
Yeah? So my millions are not there yet.
Mm-hmm.
So in that... I've been building you. Like, there's so many other things that go into just the money.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why you're able to make your 2 mic is because I've set and created a space that is healthy for you to make your 2 mic.
Yeah.
And that's the... Because now for you, guy behind the camera, you're thinking about it in terms of money.
Yeah.
There's more that goes into...
I get what you're saying about it. And that's why, like, for me...
By the time you started dating him, he was already a millionaire.
That's fine, but I'm also very for the idea of a prenup, because I'm also for the idea of a prenup also going against it with the 50-50, because a lot of people don't understand. That's what I'm saying. No, even people sign prenups in relationships,
yeah,
like income mistakes.
Yeah,
they do. Because I'm for the idea of it. Because why I say that is because a lot of people don't know the emotional support, the physical support that goes into it.
Yeah.
I might not be putting down the 2 million you're putting down, but she's the one rubbing my back when I come home stressed. She's the one talking to me, giving me advice. She's the one handling shit. So,
giving you some cookie, baby.
She. The cookie crumbling. The cookie tastes good. So, you know, she like, it's like, okay, cool. So, like, you know, let me give her 50%. No, I'm not going to say no. Because she's carried her weight at the end of the day. She might not have put her shit down financially, but she's pulled her weight. She's done a lot for me to be able to put that 2 mic down.
True. So, basically, sharing is caring. Don't be stingy. That's my boundary. Don't be stingy.
Man, don't be stingy.
Don't be stingy. Sharing is caring.
Yeah, my man. That can be stingy.
Don't be stingy. Because there's also another thing we're going to talk about how we think, but let's not talk about it now because it's not in our topic.
Would you chop money for your man when you're saying
we actually
be stingy?
We have another episode for finances in relationships.
Yeah.
So we'll now discuss that then.
Yeah.
So my last point was dealing with, I have a boundary when it comes to, like, we've argued. Now, how do you deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in silent treatment. Like, don't bring that shit to me. I can understand if you need some personal space, but it can't go past, hey, I want to say 24 hours, but I have to shorten it by half, maybe 12, but 12 is still a stretch. First, let me say working hours, 8 hours. Past a working day. I mean, you know, there are people who give you silent treatment CG for 2 days, 3 days. By the time you're coming back, nime overthink, nikarudi ku think normally, nika underthink, nikarudi, oh God, like you've taken me through a whole roller coaster. I'm like,
I have a question.
Why? This is.
Did you ask?
Yes. You
so
asked.
You, no, I'm saying after you had your fight and everything.
Yes.
The guy has gone silent.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Did you ask?
Yes.
So you've asked where you're silent and you still continue to be silent?
No, you ask them, can we talk about this?
And
they
then?
Continue being silent. No, what do you
okay,
do?
Okay.
What do
okay,
you do?
Okay.
No, I feel like that is very childish and it's emotional manipulation.
Heavy.
Because now they want you to go in a space where you're like, am I the problem? Is it me? And probably it's not even you.
Mm.
Probably, or maybe both of you are at fault.
Mm.
But still, even if it's me, talk about it. Like, grow some balls and talk about it.
Mm. Let me speak from a man's perspective, a mature man's perspective. There's a way when you're raised by a woman, you're taught, if you're not going to say it nicely, don't say it. So sometimes silent treatment is not, I don't want to talk to you. It's, let me get my emotions in check so I can confront the situation.
Tell me that.
That's
no,
fine.
Because, you know, sometimes, like, let me speak for myself. Sometimes if my emotions are really worked up and you're pushing the, are we going to talk about this? If I snap, I will snap.
Yeah.
So it's that one of, walk away. Let me go quiet, let me.
Why, but tell me.
In advance. You see, that's the thing, like, she keeps saying. Talk about it before. Let me know.
But I don't
need
to take time. I
can
don't
I
believe you need 4 days.
Can I explain to him? She's talking about her boundary. So you know that she doesn't like silent treatment. So you need to be able to communicate to her that when I go silent, I am not... I have bad things to say about you.
Yes.
So just give me time, and sometimes it may take about this long beforehand.
But even that limit, it needs to be realistic. I don't see why you go silent for a week.
Yeah, nasema, anataka ikue 8 to 5. Come talk to me now.
Like,
talk
but
about
thing,
but
why are we sleeping? Why are we sleeping with issues? Why are we going to bed with issues?
Even the Bible says,
yeah.
Do not let the sun go down on your anger.
I don't think there's anything new under the sun. So I don't see why you need a week to figure something out.
Mm. I get that. And also people need
I
to understand. People need to, Mr. Guy behind the camera, guys need to understand it's her boundary. If you're not comfortable with that, then don't go for her.
Yes.
You're wasting so much of her time and yours.
Oh yeah, because it's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
But here's a question I'd ask both of you since you're talking about boundaries. I know, I'm just trying to see how to phrase it.
Mm.
But when you build a wall, a wall can be moved based on how much property you buy and how much property you lose.
Yes.
Same thing with fences.
Uh-huh.
That's why a lot of the time when people are talking about relationships, when it gets to a certain level, they ask you, some of the things you told me when we were starting, are these lines that are drawn in concrete or are they drawn in the sand?
Mm-hmm.
Can they move?
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes the more you learn to love, some boundaries are shiftable. So the boundaries you've just discussed, how many of them would you shift?
Would I move?
Yeah, would you move, and what do you feel like is a bargaining point for you? Like,
would I move, like, I can either make it tougher or easier?
Yeah, based on your interactions with the person. Like, for example, say me and you are dating. You know for a fact, me, when I get pissed, I'll need time to cool off before we have the conversation. Are you now going to come in with the, me, I want us to talk now? Or are you going to be like, okay, let me give you your space? Because now you're learning to love the person. You see, that's a boundary that it can be. You see, you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, do you think the boundaries that you've listed, because you've both listed some very heavy boundaries.
For me, like that one for going silent, I know for myself, like it depends on the level of anger I have. If I'm extremely angry, I'll need the silent time. I'll need some personal space. And I will tell you, I don't want to talk about this now. I'll talk about it later. But trust me, I won't go for 2 days not having talked. Or even that's what, like, we go overnight. No, I won't do that. We'll talk about it before the day ends. But I had that liberty with people until I was with someone who would go silent for days. And, like, I'm going through all these emotions and everything. That's when I discovered, by the way, I can't deal with this.
At least yours was days. Have you had weeks? And then, oh, no. I was just in my own space.
Oh, hell no.
Plus, if you see Joy in public, please do
like,
a hug.
Many of these sons of Adam, they want to take that time, and then they have a thing, and then they're like, we were in that hard time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be absolutely
in that situation,
dizzy.
I did not be son of Adam. I did be son of Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
You must be.
They'll always use that at because we were going through a hard time. That's why I did this and this and this. I don't know.
No, that's different. That's emotional manipulation.
Yeah,
that's
it's the same shit.
That's manipulation. Because I don't understand that, you know, because you're arguing.
You broke my emotions, so I went to break her back.
That's funny.
I know, because contact these guys who. Because you're arguing, CG Mara has deleted your number, Mara has changed.
You.
Me, I've had an experience, I was changed from baby girl to my official name. And then when I asked about it, I was told it was that time. That argument was way kitambo.
No, wait,
so
let me ask you a question.
You
brought up a point. Let me ask you a question. So you've had a very, very, very hot argument.
Mm.
But terrible. Even I don't even dare to answer this.
How
question.
Is changing my
no,
name?
No,
from baby girl to.
You see what you said? You mentioned something
name.
That I know a lot of men do, and I know men who do this. So mumekosana vibaya. Then he decides, you know what? I can't deal with this. I didn't even change your name. He deletes the number. So you call him now to have a conversation. Hi, who's this?
Oh no. By the time I'm dating you, of course you know my voice.
No, he knows your voice, but maybe you haven't said hi. He's now answered and he said, hi, who's this? Like, hi, who's this?
We're done. Fuck that shit. We're done.
So you won't even finish your conversation, you won't even start your conversation.
No, you.
First of all, thank you for giving me this opportunity to talk. You guys have gone at it, so I wouldn't change my boundaries at all.
Yeah.
I've tried to before.
Yeah.
I almost died. Okay, not like died. I was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And by changing it, I'm not saying changing it for a period.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, let me try this. Immediately I was like, no. I'm like, this I can't.
You can't.
So I told the person at the time.
Yeah.
It's a no.
Yeah.
So it's either, for me, my boundaries are set in stone.
Mm.
They don't change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then when it comes to, hi, who is this? I would say my name's in full.
And then?
We continue the conversation. Whatever I've called, because I'm the one who's called you, right? So if you don't have my number, well, at least now I know where I stand in your life.
Now, pause. Hi, is Joy the one who normally has a lot of low-key savagery, but this time she's being nice? Me, I'd be like, hello? Auntie, who's this?
Because these are small
problems. It's the person you once loved.
Yeah.
And you were dating, like, we're in a relationship.
Yeah, and
we're
you
dating, we're not actually talking at
no, it's a relationship, relationship, and you had a really, really bad fight. Like that one, both of you know, hey, that one, we need to sit down for real, for
because
real.
If we're both
okay,
petty,
me,
baby, if we're both petty,
it
won't hurt.
Anything.
Nah, you don't hurt. I need to be okay. Because you've called me and you said, who is this? I tell you, this is Joy. You're speaking to Jojo right now. What you mean?
Think
we continue the conversation now, because if you are both man, if you are both digging at each other's eyes, we'll both be blind.
That's true. That's true.
Which is a big girl thing. It's okay, you'll get there.
No, I feel like I wouldn't even like shout or insult you. I just.
But you see, you'd be done, because you're not just. But maybe what you're not getting is that you're not done.
I know.
You're not done. For me, I'd continue my conversation. Is the purpose of my conversation is whether we're gonna go forward in the argument or we're gonna fix this relationship. Da 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 da. Right. So because I have not hung up, I've still continued. I've been like, "Hey yo, this is Jojo."
Mm-hmm.
Continue the conversation. You say from where? I'd be like, "I tell you from exactly where."
Acted from where?
Let me tell you something.
And then I would. I kid you not, because I have. It's.
He's being childish. Like, you're telling me that whole, at this is Joy, he's not already registered who you are.
Guys,
that's
please comment this as an opinion, but I'm about to give two characters that I feel like each of these people is giving. Joy is giving mad Cookie Lion right now, like, in the way she's speaking in her descriptions.
Yeah.
Bobo is giving. I could be Beyonce, I could be Rihanna with my energy. So, please comment if you agree.
I don't know. Honestly, I just feel like it's childish. Would you block someone? Because of an argument.
I realized that later, that blocking doesn't help.
Doesn't help.
Because, do you know, can you imagine blocking someone's number? You know it often. One. Two, they're appearing in your dreams. Let me tell you, just keep it there. You can decide not to pick it up, which I've learned to do as well. However, blocking helps nothing. You might even be on your cousin's phone and just accidentally just be like, let's see if there's been a pickup.
When if you've broken up.
Yeah. Like, as in, you never know. Because you know this is a number you can't forget. Even I know. Yo, there's some, I've tried. Like, we're on that journey, but it's still there. So.
I've blocked so many people. My block button is just like here.
Because now, like, but I have a setting on my phone where I can delete your number. However, when I delete, it will automatically assume that you're like a weird caller. So it will revert it, block, I mean, send it back.
Yeah.
So I won't know you've called me.
Yeah.
So if your number is not saved in my phone currently,
it automatically puts call divert.
Call divert.
Oh.
So it looks like I've blocked you, but I haven't.
Yeah.
So my phone is helping me do better. Basically.
So that's just for your own satisfaction. But on the other side, it looks like you blocked them.
Yeah, but that's a you problem. You see, for
no, 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 it's for divert, it rings. It'll do,
yeah.
Do, then at some point,
yeah.
It stop.
Yeah.
So you think the person is just busy.
Yeah.
Guy, you know, Anika.
Anike,
so mine, since you're saying, yours is your last one.
Yes.
I can make this the last one.
Okay.
Interactions with previous partners or previous things. I am of the opinion that you do, like, interactees, situationships, fuckships, whatever ships you are shipping.
Or things. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I also, this one I'll put it in whatever with also BFFs. Yeah? I do not understand, baby girl, why you need to be friends with the ex.
Thank you.
I don't understand it.
Thank you.
I'm not saying hate this person. But why are you friends? Why are you talking? Why are you going on dates? Why are you saying hi to each other? Why do you have calls once in a whatever?
Yeah.
Nah.
You can be cordial. Like, if you meet, hi,
yeah.
Hi. But not at your texting.
Or at you once in a while, I just like to check up on... Are you dizzy?
Who are you? Who are you to be checking up
on people? It's a no for me completely. Because even I don't know how to be as well. Because I'm like, we're done. If we're done,
exactly. We're
done.
Exactly. We can be cordial or anything, or maybe, like, if you don't have a partner at the time, it's understandable. But once you get a partner, like, why are you still?
Yeah, because I'm like,
ex?
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, there are people who revise notes for a while before they meet.
I don't understand that.
You don't understand that?
When you're
there are people
you
who break up and then they'll still have, like, a thing before now they completely, like.
No.
You're done. Go outside, heal. If you're really feeling like, hey, I really need to revise, go revise by yourself. Because you know what I mean? Revise by yourself. Also,
best friends.
I want to
knowing we also have a couple of guy, like very close guy friends, even family. I am of the opinion that the boundaries need to shift when we're dating.
Yes.
Because like for me, even you know, for me, I have a lot of like very close guys.
Yes, Ekwans are you.
Yeah. Mm. So I learned the hard way that the same way I wouldn't like you to be in a certain manner with a girl, even I shouldn't do the same.
Yes.
Because, and it's not that I don't want you to be friends with this person. It's just that, man, it needs to change.
Yes.
Because I can't be talking to you about something and your best friend is like, oh yeah, but are you even talking about this? Because like now, what's the difference now between you, like now me and her, and for the guy, him, and now my best friend?
Yes.
So it needs to shift. I need to be like, hey, boo-boo, I love you. I have a man now, so this is what we, like, this needs, like, in terms of how we're going to interact, it's going to be a bit different.
Mm.
Maybe the date nights we used to go for, maybe it will be more, like, maybe coffee in the morning or an interactive thing.
Yes.
Where all of us have gone, not the three of us, because, I mean, that's, like, you would probably have a person or whatever, even though it's your guy friend, we've gone out together. If you're playing board games, in that playing of games, you can be like, oh yeah, but how are you doing? It needs to shift.
Mm.
It can't be the exact same way you guys were interacting. I don't know about you.
For the best friends, for me, it's just a blunt no. It won't happen. I will not entertain it.
So no girl best friends?
No.
At all?
No. And I always make it clear to the partners I've been with.
Mm.
But, you know, there's one of my exes had that situation. But according to him, that's not his best friend. But that girl is convinced that he is her best friend.
Mm.
So one time, way into the relationship, I go on Facebook, I see her professing love for him. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, how you know she's
hold up, wait a minute.
Yes, CJ, you're my best friend, I love you so much, what.
I'm you like, love homes.
I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck is this?
Mm.
He's like, you know, she thinks of me as her best friend, or that friend who was there. I told him, you know what, it's fine.
Mm.
But I don't need to be your girlfriend. I go on social media and that's the shit I'm stumbling upon your page.
Mm.
I won't accept it. Like, that's disrespectful. Mm. So where does that leave me? How would you feel going to my page and seeing a nigga professing love for me right there? Like, seriously, even that best friend of yours has no respect for me.
Exactly.
And because you've made her comfortable to be in that space, that's why she has the audacity to do that.
Because I feel like, very heavy on that. Very, very, very.
No, that one is an issue.
Or when there's a guy a while back who before told me, and that time you were just talking.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, I'm not looking for a relationship. I just left one in a space.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh yeah, me too. Like, but whatever happens, happens. I'm like, okay, I totally understand that. Mm-hmm. Then he goes like, oh, fun fact, I have a lot of girlfriends. Yeah. Then I'm like, okay. And I have a girl best friend. So I said, okay. Right? Are we together?
Mm-hmm.
We're together?
Mm-hmm.
So he said, would that be fine with you? So I responded and said, would that be fine with you? Because I was thinking about myself.
Because
I'm like, if someone has gone out of their way to tell you I have a girl best friend, that means that there's a way they interact.
Yeah.
So I'm like, if that's the case...
He's telling you there are moments when I will be with my best friend.
Yeah.
And you need to understand.
Yeah. So I was like, would you be okay if you call me and I'm also with my best friend?
Yes, in the house.
Yes, exactly.
At 11 p.m.
Yeah. Because he would call and be like, aye, baby, you know I'm at whatever's house.
Hey!
So I'd be like, okay. He's like, oh, so where are you? I send him a snap and show him where I'm at. But now he'd feel some type of way. Because I'd be thinking, I thought this is how we're interacting.
Yeah.
You said your stuff in the beginning and you said, now I'm easy with this.
Yeah.
Why is it bothering you now?
That's a double standard now.
Hmm. So for me, that's what I'm saying, I've been learning.
Mm.
I feel like those boundaries need to change. The way you interact needs to change. You cannot be staying at her house.
Yeah.
She really needs to see you see each other outside. With me there. Like, it doesn't need to be now a private thing. Because how many private relationships are you going to be having? I'm your private relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm your boo-boo.
For me, it's just a no. Like, just no. It's not happening.
You see, now for me, it's grown to boundaries need to change.
Yeah.
I feel like as I age, I'm going to get to where you're at.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, complete no.
Yeah, it's a no.
Mm-hmm. I'm not there yet. I can gauge to see how much respect you have, and
yeah,
that'd be heavy because I'm very heavy on respect.
Yeah.
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 Then now, but I feel like I'm heading to a no.
To a no.
Yeah.
Maybe for me.
To a complete
just
no.
I wouldn't be okay with it at all. So maybe to close, I've just written, like, pointed down, like, how do you now set healthy boundaries? So I guess just communicating, you know, with your person, you know, from the start, during, as you guys are having your thing, just communicate what your boundaries are.
Mm.
And also, if you happen to cross another person's boundaries, because I mean, we're only human, learn to accept and apologize and change.
Mm.
Yes, as long as it's not, you know, affecting your what you stand for, it's fine. You can always just adapt, you know, if you're willing, that is, to accommodate your partner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And communication, I've kept on saying this, having also learned and heard from even older people.
Yeah.
When you're happy, like in your honeymoon stage, whether it's a
situationship,
a friendship, a marriage, a boyfriendship, like whatever it is, in the beginning, all the things we're talking about now, you should talk about them then.
In the start, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also when it comes to like boundaries as well, I'm so heavy on respect, babe.
Yes.
Respect thyself.
Yeah.
And heavily respect me.
Yeah, me respect is just, that's a deal breaker. That's my first deal breaker, number one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Respect.
Yeah.
So I feel like once, if you incorporate respect and communication in the essences, in terms of their definitions and stuff, you will now be on that journey to build.
And other things are easier now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because like a boundary you build.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Mm.
So anything else? Remax.
Well, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening to us.
Thank you so much for listening to us. We'd like you to like, share, subscribe, listen, follow. Please support our channel as we grow together. Friends.
Chomi.
And we love you guys.
Bye, PJ friends.